Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday. Joining us, we have Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great. Good morning, James.
Hey, good to have
Looking
you
Looking for
here.
The rain that you tell me is
I
not
know,
coming.
I know, it's not coming. So we, like I said, we got a drop of water and an ant in the rain gauge, so that's about it. I did report it as such,
great.
So it's in. So anyway, yeah, we really had those, we had a couple strong thunderstorms kind of near the area, and they pretty much fizzled out, and there's some wet clouds over Edna right now, and over Parsons, and that's about it.
Yep.
So anyway, as we do what we can do, maybe someday we'll get some rain.
That's right. I've just been looking for it.
But we still have to mow. You know, isn't that funny?
Exactly, it's
the grass is still growing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't get completely out of it. But hey, we've got, of course, springtime in the air and everything, and Midland not too far away from getting that front of house open.
Not too far away. You know, I'm thinking maybe another month and a half, something like that, once we get the water lines in. But who knows? Kind of relying on the contractors on that one. So
we got the water, you get that all in. And then you've picked out the carpet and the paint, right?
Carpet, paint colors are all ready to go. Miranda at Echelon Arch and Design, they're putting, I think it's like a paint by number, you know, which color goes where. So
okay.
Putting that together for our contractors, and hopefully soon we'll be seeing that happen. The bathrooms will get complete, and then we'll be able to show people inside.
Excellent. Well, that's awesome. That's going to be a real milestone. So very much looking forward to that.
No update on the safe. Still waiting.
Yep. Still
on
waiting.
That one. So
Alrighty.
that's one of our back pockets that we can hang on to. We did release our quarterly newsletter. So a lot of good information in there. If you want to subscribe, you can go to historicmidlandtheater.com and just subscribe to the newsletter, and it keeps you up quarterly on what we're doing and pictures of the inside and things like that. So join the mailing list and get up to date.
Yeah, good deal. I actually was perusing through that newsletter there, so that was very fun to read some of the articles and stories in there. So.
Yeah, a lot of good information. We'll go back and do some historical, you know, stories or something from the past, and some remembrances from people that have been to the Midland quite often. So movie nights, we are planning those. I think we're looking more like moving it back more towards the fall.
Okay.
So, you know, the heat of the summer and then having to wait till 9 or 10 o'clock to run a movie, you know, it just gets late for kids and everything. So we're looking at that, but that will be coming soon. And Vaudeville is in the planning again. So that's our August show. Hopefully we will be able to have front of house open for maybe the after party or something. So stay tuned to that.
Good deal.
Yep.
Also had one of the Coffeeville Innovation Labs got completed. And how did that go?
It was great. We had 21 kids in, 8 girls in the morning session, 13 in the afternoon. We were trying to keep it down. We've only got 6 3D printers. So, and it does take a while to print even the little tiny projects that they were coming up with. But it was a great day. I think from the feedback we're getting, everybody enjoyed it. We'd kind of like to look at maybe a summer program or something utilizing the 3D printers and things. So this Saturday coming up, we have our second Saturday session. So the boys' session will be in the morning, and the girls' is in the afternoon. So go to coffeevillefoundation.org to register. We still have a couple openings. And if the session is filled up, it will go to a wait list. But go ahead and sign up, because we've had a few drop out. We can add more in, and then if we plan on having more sessions later, we will have your email address, and we can contact you to let you know what's going on.
Very good. And is there any sort of a registration cost associated with that at all?
No, there's not.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was free. The kids got T-shirts. We had little lanyards with their names on them made, and they got to take their printing project home with them. So it was a fun time.
That's excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear it is a success, and we got some more options here coming up to get the kids on board. And
right, and I think you've got pictures of the classes that went through, so you can look online and see those.
Yeah, we'll get that story up, and it's going to be good. Also, got some more upcoming events on the way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was listening to Candy. I mean, I just listened to the radio morning, and there's a lot of things going on. I did want to call out the Daylight Defenders Pancake Feed that's coming up on the 29th at the First Baptist Church. from 7:30 to 10:30. And don't forget the May 11th bingo for Cedar Bluff. That's a fundraiser out there, too. And then the summer celebration. So we'll have a lot of things starting in on that. And we hope to have the tickets available for the raffle for the VIP platform, so you can watch the fireworks from inside the stadium. So
excellent. Well, that'll be a really fun event. So right. And then we also even have trivia night coming up on Saturday.
Yep.
So we're planning on attending that.
And then you've got, I don't know, the Air Museum. Yep. This week. I mean, there is so much stuff going on in Coffeyville, all the, you know, positive things that are going on. You know, get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be able to get the hot air balloon out there.
Oh, yeah.
And, with the wind, you never know, but who might luck out on that.
Blow away.
And have the hot dogs and everything. So there's a Wilbur Wright presentation at 1, I believe, on Saturday. So lots of stuff going on.
And then downtown, you know, I've noticed Colonel Coffee, the trading post is open. I'm seeing a lot of foot traffic down there for that. I don't know much about it, but I know Twister Tumbling is next door to Hersh's, and it looks like they're going to be opening up soon. So I need to find out more information on that one.
Yeah, I know they've been working on it, so I've been in the space and everything. Right. They got a lot of room down there.
Yeah, so that'll be great for the kids in town. And one thing I know, you know, the Longfellow School Project.
Yeah.
Great thing to jump in on if you want to volunteer or need something to do.
Can you tell us just a little bit about that, what you know?
You know, I don't know a lot about it. I know that it's Robert Cooper, and they have an organization, Friend and Kin Properties, Inc., and they bought this building, and they're trying to get it back online. You know, it cleans up the neighborhood, but it's basically for nonprofits. I think they were looking at like day shelters or something. I don't know. You need to have Robert on so he can talk about it. But, you know, they had a lot of volunteers down there helping clean that up. And so that's, and then the beautification group that's going to meet not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Yes, they move to next weekend.
Yep. So, you know, there's so much that people can jump in a positive way and help. So, you know, it makes the difference.
And, you know, that's the thing. If you're looking at getting involved in something, or, you know, we all like to complain, right? But yes. you know, sometimes, you know, you say, oh, hey, I really wish we had this. Well, you never know. Maybe it's you who needs to bring that.
Well, the thing is, it's probably out there. If you go find it,
exactly.
Or find a couple people that are interested in it with you and start something.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, we need volunteers at the museum, the Daltons, the Brown Mansion, the Air Museum. I'm sure there's just a lot of opportunity for people. And if you don't want to volunteer, at least if somebody put on something on like the trivia night or the innovation lab, you know, attend it, because that's how people know that, you know, it's worth putting on. So
absolutely.
I'm sorry, soapbox.
It's great. It's great. We definitely need people to get involved in the community, and this is a great time of year to do it, you know, get on board on that.
Yeah, I mean, spring is, you know, a new beginning, so adopt your attitude, right, to try to find something positive, because there's a lot in this town. So.
Yes, there is definitely so many things that you can get involved with, and of course, we appreciate Denise, you letting us know about so many of them. And if people do have questions for you, they want to get a hold of you at Coffeyville's Reawakening, what's the best way to do that?
620-252-5861. I'll remind you, you know, we used to have that, or we still have that, ilovecoffeyville.com. You can go there and link with the chamber, the city, Reawakening page. So a lot of different ways. Stop in 115 West 9th if you're walking downtown. I see a lot of people looking in the windows, especially at our steampunk lights that are in there. So, you know, come on in.
Yes.
We'll talk to you.
Absolutely. I'd love to come and chat and see how we can help grow the community together.
That's right.
All right. Well, Denise, thanks so much for stopping by. As always, look forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you, sir.
And maybe we'll work on getting some rain headed our way.
Do that for me.
And we've got lots more coming up here on Open Lines. So, we'll just a few minutes away from your calls, of course. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.